You've gone 10 days without eating pizza? Come on.
10 days. Well, I was trying to start a diet, and the only thing I lost was 10 days.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
Hey, welcome to episode number 9, Charred, a New Haven Pizza Show. We are so excited to be here at Cast Iron Chef Pizza and Bar, Frank.
Seymour, baby. Seymour and Seymour. Claritas Village Plaza, I think it's called. Famous.
Is that their slogan, Seymour and Seymour? Did you just make, did you just make that up? I like it. that should be the slogan. I can't wait to check this place out. I mean, it's so cool inside, and I've heard great things about their pizza. Never had it, so I'm excited about that. Now, Frank, you were telling me right before we started recording, you've gone 10 days without eating pizza? Come on.
10 days. Well, I was trying to start a diet, and the only thing I lost was 10 days.
you're the pizza guy. If you're going to do a diet, and we'll talk about this a little later, but you got to do the diet of all pizza.
Yeah. You know, I did have pizza once in 10 days. I can't lie, because the only – so I was at a trip in Maine, a fishing trip with a bunch of guys, and every night a different person makes – the meal.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm the pizza guy, and everyone knows I'm the pizza guy. So I probably made about 15 pizzas, and they didn't last long. But, you know, Maine, at least where we were, which was kind of like on the New Hampshire border, is like a desert for pizza.
Yeah.
So
it's all lobster up there.
But it's been a while, and I'm excited to be here and to eat this cast iron, which, you know, it's kind of new around here, although it's been around for a while, but it's kind of a different style. It's kind of like New Haven style in a cast iron pan.
Yeah, yeah. I like the room in here, too. It's really neat.
Yeah, it's a big room. There's a big dance floor, which you can't see, but there is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Attilio's got a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah, so in episode 10, we're going to talk to him. But this episode, we want to talk about a couple things that have been happening in the pizza world, pizza news. And one of the big ones that's been everywhere is the pizza state.
Yeah.
Now, I know you have a lot of thoughts on this, Frank. Because I'm still confused, to be perfectly honest. If people don't know what we're talking about, they, you know, for years now, Connecticut's been trying to make pizza the state food. So it's gone to Hartford to get to the capital here, and it's gone back and forth, and then it was on hold, and then they weren't doing it, and it's kind of confusing to keep up with it. But this latest thing that just happened a few weeks ago is that they went to D.C. to get it on the congressional books, right, to be listed as the pizza state.
Yeah.
Right. So it was like a bunch of pizza influencers, like the pizzeria representatives went from New Haven. They all went on this plane.
Yeah.
One of the reps, Rosa DeLauro, I think, went there. And so did they get it on the books in Congress? It seems like they did.
I think they did. You know, I have mixed feelings on this whole thing. And we've talked about this, and I've been upfront about it. So there's a lot of passion for pizza in Connecticut. And I'm definitely, you know, certainly not top of the list, but on the top. But I just, I read a lot of the social media stuff, a lot of the comments, and it's a mixed review. It's kind of like where we are within our country, unfortunately, where it's very divided. There's half the people are like, oh my God, this is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Yay, rah, rah, let's go. And then the other half, which is unfortunately kind of where I am, even though I'm a huge proponent, is, you know, there's maybe a little bit better time that our politicians can spend on more critical things than the pizza stuff.
Okay, yeah. Now, so where I stand on is like, if any state wants to make something their food, do they have to go through the tradition? They have to go through all these steps, right? Why can't we just make it that it's just like declared the state food? Like, I don't understand why they have to go through the same process as like all these other serious matters. Like, just say pizza's the state food. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
And I'm actually kind of confused too, and I probably should do a little bit of research on this, but I don't think, and now we've gone back and forth offline, I don't think that it actually has become officially in Connecticut the official state food.
Right. And to clarify, this D.C. trip was to make Connecticut the pizza capital of the country, right? Or New Haven, I guess.
Yeah. And so, again, it's kind of one of those things that, like, from a marketing standpoint, from a, like, you know, it was genius.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, it's kind of stirring the pot a little bit.
Yeah.
Because we've talked, and, you know, now you got all these people from New Jersey coming out and saying, oh, this is, you know what. and New York, and it's just like
New York is the most. There's been articles in the New York Post. The New York pizzerias are so mad because you know New York pizza. They think like, what are you talking about? Connecticut's the pizza state. Like New York slice. Like where are the pizza? Which I think is good for the pizza game in general because it's the debate back and forth. It keeps the buzz going around pizza. But I always thought of pizza as the food that brings everybody together. So the fact that like there's something like this that's dividing people, I'm like, can't we just all be friends around pizza again? Like pizza's supposed to be like the mediator.
I know. It's like professional sports. You know, I've said this a bunch of times, especially in Connecticut, because we don't have, and I know you corrected me, we do have a professional women's basketball team.
It's true. Connecticut Sun, yeah.
But, you know, obviously the Whalers were big at the Sun, but we don't really have.
Yeah, like the big four. Yeah.
Right. NHL. So pizza's our thing.
Right.
And to your point, like the whole premise of pizza, and I actually teach this at my class, is like all these Italians come around a table, family, friends, and eating pizza and Italian food and drinking a couple beers and smoking a couple cigarettes. But to your point, that's kind of lost because now we have this competitiveness.
Yeah.
And so there's good and bad about competition. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we talked about this and we said we were going to talk about this on the show. You know, I have this video out there from my school, and it's a little segment about showing people how to do the New Haven cut.
Oh, right. Yep.
And I get all these people posting about me and how stupid I am, and I've got people from New York and New Jersey, you know, Trenton pie's the best, and this one's the best. And it's like, I never said that, like, we're the best.
Right, you were just showing how to cut it.
Right. And very specifically on Worcester Street.
Right, exactly.
So for those that don't know, Worcester Street, New Haven, Connecticut, it's the Arthur Avenue of Connecticut for Italian food and pizza. There's world famous Frank Pepe and Sally's Abitz. Mm-hmm. And I've been going there 40 plus years, and a lot of other people have as well that have been around, that live around here. And they cut it in non-symmetrical slices.
Yeah.
As long as I've been going there. And that's where I got this from. Like, I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to. I was accused of being a bandstander. Or you do something that is out of place to get, you know, views and stuff. And although I do appreciate the views, but that's how they slice it.
Right. And it's so funny that people say that now, because isn't that what everybody's doing online? Like, yeah, you want people to see it, so you want to get views. Like, you did that video showing people, because if they're interested in how New Haven-style pizza's cut, yeah, you're trying to get eyeballs on it. Like, okay.
Yeah, and quite honestly, you know, it's been the video for me that I don't have anything close to it. Yeah. Meaning, I mean, I think I have a couple of videos that are 100, 150,000, but it's close to 500,000. And, you know, I didn't
And that's how it always is. Like, everyone who tries to get views and likes and all this stuff, it's always the simplest thing that you never think. Well, you were just showing some people in the class, like, yeah, this is how you cut a New Haven style pizza.
Yeah.
And it just blew up. Like, it's funny.
I mean, I knew it probably would get a little bit of attention because it's such a point of contention with people.
Yeah.
But I never thought it would be the way it is.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, there are some times when I look at some of the comments and it's hard not to take it personally.
Yeah.
Because they're not nice and to the point of calling me words that I can't say on here. And they don't know me and they don't know anything about me. But it's just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, you got to let it roll off sometimes with the internet people. I always call them the internet people. Yeah. The commenters, the internet people. Like, they're just trying to get a rise out of you. But yeah, the video is fun and it's a simple little thing. Like, here, and you've demonstrated on the show before where you cut it down the middle and you cut the little shareable slices. And I've gone to those New Haven places a bunch of times, and it's true. Like, they come in those little – it's like a long rectangle.
Right.
And you got all the ones on the edge. And that's how I cut it at home now.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
Yeah. So, Kevin, I don't want you to escape this, but I want your opinion on this pizza state thing.
On the pizza state? So, I think Connecticut should be the pizza state. I'm with it 1,000%. The thing that I don't like is how you have to jump through all these hoops to like go to the Capitol and go to DC and get it. It's a little bit like, okay, like, can we just, if you maybe have like a fun little vote online of all the people in Connecticut or something like that?
Yeah.
Cause it's not, at the end of the day, you're just naming the state a pizza state. Like, who cares? It doesn't really affect the, you know, the state that much. I mean, I guess like tourism it does. So maybe that's, you know, a big point of contention with it. But I think, I think we should. I think it should be the state food, and I think that, you know, Connecticut should be the pizza state, because when you think of all the other states, sure, New York has, you know, it's not saying they have the best pizza or the worst pizza or anything like that. It's just that at this point, and I don't know why in the past 3-4 years that it's become more popular than ever, because these pizza places in New Haven have been around for you know decades, but it is a thing. Like, these places are opening around the country saying New Haven style pizza. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I get probably, in a month, I probably get 3 to 5 people from all over the country asking me to help them start a New Haven pizzeria.
Yeah.
This one guy called this place called Fire and Ice in Maine. The guy's killing it. He took one of my classes. But the point being is, yeah, this is the other thing that comments that were really interesting is people are like, well, you know, Dave Portnoy should get the recognition because he's been calling it the pizza capital of the world or whatever, the country, yeah, you know, longer than, you know, these people going down to D.C.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, there's somewhat of a point to that because he has. I mean, yeah, he's helped.
And that's a good segue, because that's the past 3 or 4 years, and that is a huge part of it. You know, he reviewed all those spots on Worcester Street and in New Haven, gave it huge scores, and that has put it on the map. I mean, Dave's got a massive following, you know. And those One Bite reviews have become huge, and that is a good segue, because he was just recently here. And he's been here a couple times in the past, but for some reason, this most recent time, he did like 16 in one day. So the way he does it, if you're not familiar, he films them all in one day, and then they post them over the next few weeks, months, however long, because they post one a day.
Yep.
But the day he was actually here doing it, it started popping up on all my feed, and people were tagging me and sending me the pictures, because he went to all these different places that we know, including Arsenio, our boy in a New Haven pizza place.
Yeah, New Haven pizza place.
Have you talked to him since? HR. Have you talked to Arsenio since he went there?
I've talked to him a couple times. I haven't talked to him specifically about Portnoy, but you know, I can't imagine now. You know, he was busy on like Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, you know, he's probably.
Now, as of the recording that we're doing now, his hasn't posted yet, okay. New Haven Pizza Place. He's posted the Old Lime ones, Middletown, Mystic.
Mondo, you went to Middletown?
Mondo is in Mystic.
Sicily, Coal Fire,
Oh, Mondo is in Middletown. Yep, Sicily, yep.
Yep.
And then in Mystic, Mango's, which I went to a few weeks ago, and it was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a good spot. He did that one. He did Mystic Pizza, which I was like, he had to do it for the novelty, I guess. But yeah, that's not the greatest pizza, but it's, you know, it is kind of Greek style. He was saying it's that Greek style pizza, but it's more the kitschiness of the movie.
Absolutely.
With Mystic Pizza.
Yeah, there's a Mystic Pizza too as well, which is not obviously downtown Mystic. Oh. And I went there probably actually coming back from the Cape.
Yeah.
Because I know we were talking about you taking your kids to the Cape. And
yeah.
So we did that too. And, you know, I wasn't particularly.
Right. And then I know because you know, in Milford, he did Gigi's, he did New Haven Pizza Place. I don't know if he did any of the other ones or not, but the Gigi's people posted a photo, too. So, yeah, I'll be interested to see when those come out. Again, when we're recording this, they're not out yet, but they might be out by now. But anytime that happens where he comes through, you know, love him or hate him, it gives buzz to those places, and people go crazy for it. So,
yeah, I mean, I've always been, I think, fair with him, meaning not that, you know, he can buy and sell me in a second. But the point being is, you would be stupid to argue he does not positively benefit people.
Yeah.
Pizzeria specifically.
Definitely.
I don't personally care for him or his reviews, but that's just me.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't argue. You can't argue.
And I know there's like other pizza people who do reviews online who are like, he doesn't actually know pizza. And it's like, well, now you're missing the point. Like, he started this just like doing it as like a silly kind of thing. And it's kind of taken off. And I feel like those people are taking it a little too seriously with the pizza stuff. But he is influential, and he has helped a lot of small businesses and really propped them up. Yeah. So, yeah,
I think, you know, the other problem, too, is that, you know, he's had some of his personal issues in the news.
Yeah, yeah.
And that doesn't bode well for a lot of people. So, you know, they can't differentiate, you know, A, what he's done, B, the thing that he started, and then his personal life. And just, but that's just,
yeah, I think, I mean, the price. He's polarizing. You know, there's the people on both sides.
Yes, that's a really good way to put it.
I grew up in Boston, so I've been following him since he started the company. So I've been a fan all along. And,
yeah.
But the pizza stuff, because I love pizza, I've really been following those since he's been doing those. So.
Yeah.
But, and it's fun to see, you know, it's such a popular thing to see him in Connecticut, like in the backyard here, and helping these businesses locally, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, I don't live far from Gigi's, and I'm like, oh my, you know, he was like a mile away from where I live.
Same with me. Yeah. And I'm going to post, because our review with Arsenio from New Haven Pizza Place, so whenever he posts that one, I'm going to comment and be like, here's the full interview we did with Arsenio, because Arsenio's such a great guy and a great storyteller, and, you know, told the whole, I don't know if you talked to him at all in the review, but tells the whole story in the one that we did. So, so I plan to get some buzz on ours from that too, piggyback off it.
Hey, you got to, man. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, it's true.
The coattails.
So the other thing speaking of like influencers and pizza people like that, there's another guy here in Connecticut that's been getting a couple art. He always gets articles every couple years. He's been doing this for a while, but CT Pizza Man, who you're familiar with.
Oh yeah.
And his deal is he's been eating pizza every day and staying thin, one slice a day, and saying that I'm staying thin, just eating pizza. It's a health food, which I love. It's a great take. It's so funny. But his Instagram's fantastic. There's just an article. I think it was in the Post or one of the big sites that was covering him. And I think it's 6 years he's been doing it now.
Yeah, 6 years. And, I met him a couple times briefly, and he's skinny just like you. And you have to ask yourself, how does this guy eat pizza every day?
Yeah.
And still stay, you know, pizza for me, it's like it almost sucks on my stomach. I mean, just, I don't know. I mean, I'm a little bit older than you guys, but he's a cool guy. He's got this big bushy beard. And
yeah.
So
those are two guys we got to get on as guests.
Yeah.
Portnoy and CT Pizza Man. Those are our big whales to get on.
Well, I think we'll probably be successful with CT Pizza Man.
Yep.
Portnoy is going to be a little bit of a stretch.
Right. He's
and
also,
I'm going to give that to you. Because
right, I got the shirt on. Come on, Dave.
If he does any research on me, he's probably not going to be a big fan.
He does have the rival Pizza Fest ours, so yeah. We have that.
One in...
he does a Brooklyn one or something, right?
Yeah, last year he did the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was on Coney Island or something.
Yeah, in New York. Yeah. Again, goes back to the Connecticut, New York thing. So I was wondering that, because you've been in Connecticut for longer than I have.
Sure.
Has there always been like a Connecticut, New York, New Jersey rivalry, or is it just these recent years with the New Haven stuff getting more popular?
So from what I remember, it's more been a New York thing.
Yeah.
Like up until probably 3-4 years ago, I really didn't know that there was like this special faction of New Jersey pizza. Mm-hmm. So like there's Boardwalk Pizza, and then there's this, which I think is really cool, Trenton Tomato Pie.
Oh, okay.
Which basically is closely identical to our New Haven Plain.
It's the pecorino with the sauce.
Right, pecorino, tomatoes, olive oil, dough. There's this famous place, Santillo's, Al Santillo. Mm. And I've gone back and forth with him a couple times online. Unfortunately, his place just burned down.
Oh, no.
But I was going to go there and, you know, meet him. He's a super nice guy. But the point being is that it's mostly been a New York thing. And the funny part, we were talking about this, is that, like, I love a really good New Haven, Freudian slip. I love a really good New York slice.
Yeah.
There's this place in Guilford, Pasta Avest. Long story short, like it's New York style, really good. We went away for the day, me, my wife, and daughter, to Collinsville, Connecticut, which is like in West Hartford.
My wife and I shot our engagement photos there.
Oh, wow.
And there was a photographer who was there. But yeah, it's a really cool little neighborhood there, cool town.
But there's a little deli, restaurant. I forget the name of it. But they had New York pizza there.
Nice.
Now, it was heavy on the oregano, but for like Collinsville, Connecticut, like I enjoyed the slice. It was not New Haven. It didn't have any char in it, but it was really good.
Yeah, and the famous places like Lombardi's or like John's
Oblique. DeFara's.
Yeah, DeFara's. Like all those places, you know you're getting a New York slice. It's like you're saying. It's same with New Haven. You know you're getting a certain style when you go to have it. Yeah.
I mean, I could like right now taste the Pasta Avest pizza. It's just, I don't know, it's really good.
Yeah.
People like to argue about everything.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Right, yeah, no matter what it is. And pizza, you know, again, like I said before, I thought it was just so bringing people together. It's the food that is welcoming, and you get it, and you share it with people. But there is, you know, there is debate to be had in many different aspects of pizza.
Competition.
Yeah. And what was you were telling me about the pizza tubs here in Connecticut. What was that place again?
So after this, I'm going to a place in Hamden called Rizzo's.
Okay.
So a gentleman contacted me, 2-3 weeks ago, and he's got this concept of, they're called pizza tubs, but they're like all in one little package of pizza. And it kind of looks like the old tubs I know you're a little bit younger than me, but tubs that I remember we used to have at my house. And they're stuffed with cheese and toppings and all kinds of other
and
stuff.
And is it dough, like a calzone kind of?
Yeah, it almost, I'm trying to, I don't want to say casserole because it's not a casserole.
Yeah.
It's like a mini stuffed bread.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to go there. I looked online on the menu and stuff, and it seems relatively also inexpensive. So,
because normally I'm not into things that are trying to be pizza but aren't actually pizza. So, like, there's the pizza cupcake places. Have you seen those?
Yes.
And then there's like the pizza cones.
They got pizza beer.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Or like they wrap up the dough like a cone and they put the pizza toppings and it's like, well, just make a pizza. Like, why do we have to get all crazy with it? This sounds a little bit like that, but it does sound good the way you're describing it.
Yeah. You know, I'm excited to go. And I think the other cool aspect of this is that I think he sells them frozen.
Mm.
So you could just pop them in the oven, pop them in the microwave, bang them out. I mean, obviously, you know, everyone's busy.
Yeah.
So they don't have, and you know now that you're a master pizza maker, that it takes a while to make pizza.
It does. Like the prep for the dough and the top, especially if you're having people over.
Yeah.
So like my wife and I were trying to plan out a time to have some friends over and make pizzas. And I'm like, it's really a lot of prep time to, I mean, it's easy once you start doing it, but to get how many doughs, how many toppings, how many, you know, and then timing it all to get them cranked out so that everyone can eat at the same time.
It's work.
Yeah.
It's an art.
Yeah.
And again, sometimes, you know, it's easier just to call an order out or, you know, go pick it up and go to Poppers or wherever you go.
In the time of the year right now, I had my first lobster roll when I was on Cape Cod over Memorial Day weekend. So, and I was wondering why places don't do a lobster pizza. I feel like with the white clam being so popular here in Connecticut, you know, a lobster pizza based on a lobster roll. So it would have to be the Connecticut style, which I prefer anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
The hot butter, drawn butter, you know, hot lobster as opposed to the mayo cold lobster salad. But somehow someone's got to create this. I might try to do it at home this summer and create a lobster roll pizza.
I've done a shrimp pie. Both
so that's
red
a little similar.
And white.
Yep.
But I think really what it comes down to, because again, some of these people are crazy online. I think it would just be super expensive.
Oh, right. For a pizza place. Because
right.
They're going to buy all the lobster. Yeah.
Right. And then who's going to pay, you know, $50-$75 for, you know, a lobster pizza?
Yeah, true. True. They'd have to charge like, yeah, that's a good point. Because when you get a lobster roll, you know, they're in the $25, $29 range.
But listen, if you're making lobster pizza, you know we don't live far from each other. I want a call.
I'm going to test it out. I'm definitely going to test it, but I got to perfect it before I serve it to anybody else, I think.
Well, you know, you can get me in on the ground level.
Yeah, you
level
can be
too.
On the test level. Yeah, exactly.
Are you now with your lobster pizza stuffing, no stuffing, just meat chunks of lobster?
I got to work through it, but I think in my head I'm thinking it's just going to be like a drawn butter lobster roll and somehow maybe some lemon juice. So obviously it's going to be a
garlic.
White. It's going to be a white pie. Yeah, garlic.
Oregano.
You can do a little oregano. What about cheese? You don't really put cheese on lobster, so there's not really a way to put cheese.
It's kind of sacrilegious.
Like pecorino?
Yeah,
maybe?
Definitely a hard pecorino.
Yeah, put that on to get a little cheese flavor into it. But yeah, I don't know. I'll let you know.
Or try two. Try one with moots and one without.
Ah, okay.
Or do half and half.
Yeah.
Do experiment.
I'm going to work through this. I'm going to figure this out. And by the end of the summer, my goal is to make a lobster roll pizza. That's going to happen. All right. So thanks, everyone, for watching this episode today. And if you have any comments, if you have any pizza debate like we were talking about, definitely on social at Chard New Haven and on YouTube. And we're everywhere. Instagram, podcast. Make sure you subscribe and listen, YouTube. And we'll talk to you next episode for episode 10, where we're talking to
Attilio from Cast Iron Pizza
here in Seymour. So we'll talk to you then. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.